This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. With a question, what can stop big tech? It's a question worth trillions of dollars as big tech companies continue to take over the market. But as governments often target tech companies seen as too dominant, could too much power be big tech's biggest risk? That's a question Dan Gallagher poses. Let's get more from Dan, who joins us via San Francisco right now. Welcome back, Dan.
Good to be here.
So big tech continues to become even bigger tech. Catch us up. Remind us, if we look at the cold, hard numbers, market capitalization, how big has tech become?
Well, if you take the five largest companies by market value, actually most valuable companies in the world are in this order. It's Apple, Alphabet, which is Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Amazon. Together, their market cap is just not too far below $3 trillion. It's been approaching that. It's gone up about $580 billion just since the first of the year. And if you know that kind of pace of gain, that's essentially more than double what the broader S&P 500 has returned. So, I mean, it gives you a sense of like these stocks are generally outperforming. And, you know, even given their size, and part of that is because even given how big these companies are, they're delivering both growth and very enviable profits.
And like you write about, too much power leads governments to target big companies seen as too dominant in their respective spaces. How have we seen this go in the past?
Well, it's not necessarily new. We saw this with companies like Microsoft, like Intel. You know, Microsoft back in the 90s and early aughts, you know, was the biggest company, very powerful. European regulators cracked down. There were federal authorities looking at various things. You know, they survived that. In fact, they're actually very thriving now. So it didn't kill the company at all, but it was this long-term risk and hassle they had to deal with that did have an impact in, you know, how they could approach their business because, you know, as they got so big where they looked at, okay, are we going to make certain business moves, maybe look at an acquisition, they had to figure in that everything they did was going to get a lot more scrutiny because of their size. And it's not just size, it's the fact that when these companies get so big, they become very hard for other competitors to dislodge them. Mm-hmm. It's a common refrain in technology that everybody's vulnerable, but, you know, I mean, theoretically, you could make a web search that maybe works better than Google, and that's just a click away. But Google is now so imprinted in our consciousness as the place to go to find the web, to search the web, that it becomes practically very hard for somebody to get traction against that.
So fast forwarding to where we are right now these days with big tech, how concerned should investors be that this soaring growth might get a bit of a regulatory reality check? Just how much can regulation slow momentum?
We don't really know because we don't know what kind of shape that kind of regulation would change. So the purpose of what I wrote to investors is it's something that you can't factor out. It's not necessarily something that you can factor into maybe your 12-month outlook for a company to say, okay, it might affect, you know, revenue by this much or earnings by this much. At this point, it varies given by company. You know, Google's already dealing with this record EU fine. Financially, it's manageable for the company because they have so much money, but they're in the process of figuring out, okay, what kind of changes can they make to settle this issue with them? And how those changes might affect the business going forward, it remains unknown. Facebook was a big example because right now they're facing all these questions about how was their network used and misused for, you know, for the election, for possible misinformation. There's talk about laws or regulations that might impact how they can do sell advertising for that. Again, these are all these unknowns that investors can't really put a firm dollar value on. Something to factor in now as you're thinking about big tech is that these companies are just going to get a lot more scrutiny going forward.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher about big tech's biggest risk. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
What are the keys to making better decisions in work and life? One of the most successful entrepreneurs and investors of our time, Ray Dalio, has written down his recipes for doing so in his new book, Principles. According to Michael Bloomberg, creating and living by a set of principles allowed Ray to reach the top. Everyone with goals and dreams can learn from his approach. To learn more or to hear Ray's TED Talk, visit principles.com.
Thanks for joining us. It's important to note that we are certainly living in unique times. You know, realistically, there's a political landscape that tech is contending with as well. Do you see any real regulation ultimately happening in the near future?
That's, you know, to bet on that would be betting on something getting done in Washington, which sounds so unlikely just given the environment there. So I honestly don't know because, you know, they're trying to struggle with passing meat and potatoes type things like tax and healthcare reform that just isn't getting done. So you know, I don't really know how to handicap that. What is interesting, though, is that is the worrisome trend I saw was that not many people are going to spring to the defense of these huge companies with billions of dollars in resources because there's no political benefit for anybody, Republican or Democrat, to be seen as defending them. So I think what happens is they don't have as many friends as lawmakers talk about, okay, what we want to do. Republicans and Democrats will probably have some different ideas about that, but they might be in agreement that these companies are too big and too powerful and maybe need to be brought down a notch. And that I think is the risk I see at the moment, more so than, you know, one specific rule getting passed or not passed.
We'll end on that note. Dan Gallagher, thanks as always.
Pleasure.
For more of Heard on the Street, Dan Gallagher's coverage of all things tech, you can head to WSJ.com/heard. That wraps up this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.